NVDA continues to innovate and impress me in equal measure. So, this new beta of NVDA 2023.3 Beta 1, try saying that when you're tired, has the ability now to refresh OCR live. It's great. So what I've got is I've got a TV stream up, which is being streamed from a Raspberry Pi. Subtitles are turned on, and if I press space, I'm in MPCHC, and then load up the OCR, you will hear the subtitles being read out. I'm using Eloquence because it seems to be the de facto standard everybody uses, and I've slowed it down to below a rate that some of us would like. But if it makes the point, that's all good. Check this out.
Number amazing, Jaya. This week, a father and son, number amazing, try to turn an escape pod into their floating holiday home away from home. Glamorous, that'll be the word. Glamorous, I tell you. A madcap inventor's plans to build a spherical rooftop den. Send his family around the bend. Well, why don't you make a square one? Well, yeah, anyone can make a square, though, Dad, can't they? And Act 6, Wizardry and Month Engineering Retro Design. Our prototype expanding camper makes its maiden voyage.
For some, the perfect mobile holiday home is so unconventional.
For some, the perfect mobile holiday home is so unconventional it has to be self-built. A bit different.
Like the helicopter converted
into a trailer.
Fantastic. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Or this hearse transformed into a camper.
This hearse transformed into a camper.
Dead good. You like that?
It's dead good.
Now
do you like
Kent,
that?
The father and son are about to
embark on the floating holiday home, built unlike anything I've ever EDF.
Now, if you were planning a family holiday,
in northern France, you'd normally book yourself torn ferry tickets and possibly a hotel. The chances are that what you wouldn't do is buy you are that OQLDT what? A decommissioned oil rig escape pod converted into a holiday home and sail it across the channel. But that's exactly what the father and son team I'm about to meet decided to do.
So there we go. That's a little clip of that. I think that's really impressive. And the errors are probably just from the fact that this is an SD TV stream, not HD, although I don't know if that matters particularly. And the OCR just isn't perfect, but it's still better than nothing. And as far as I know, well, there's nothing else I personally have access to that can do that. So, are you impressed? I know I am.